gum, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Wacky Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. We'll get your comments into the show. Broadcasting to you this morning from the Holiday Inn in Battle Creek. I went to the Calhoun County Republican Party's monthly meeting last night and was there to experience the training that they were giving to their members regarding door knocking 101. Sam Leary from the Michigan Freedom Network was there to explain a new app that they claim has updated walking lists. You can target Republicans, you can target Democrats, independents, even people who haven't voted, low propensity voters that haven't voted in the last couple of elections. You can actually go and talk to those folks as well. Sidekick is the name of the app, and we signed up for it. He is going to be sending me a link, emailing it to me. And when I get it, I'll make it available to you guys as well. It's an app that you put on your phone. You can actually put in a geographical area, a specific square mile, a township, city, village, county, whatever search parameters you want to search for, and it'll give you the walking list. These are dots on a map. You can click on the dot. It'll tell you exactly the address, the name of the registered voters that are there, and you can go and talk to the folks. So we began researching different plans, different apps, different things to use. I'm vetting them as we go into the door knocking season. And as soon as I'm confident that we have the best one, I'll share it with you guys. He said that you're only going to get, at best, on a Saturday from 11 to 3, you're only going to get one out of four doors to actually be home, answer the door, and to be able to talk with them. Very low numbers. If you knock on 100 doors, you're only going to talk to 25 people. Not really good results or use of time, but very, very impactful. He said that people that actually talk with the candidate are 80% more likely to vote for that candidate if it's a volunteer working for a candidate, and somebody knocks on their door and gives them literature or tells them about a candidate, the number drops down to 60%. Face-to-face interaction is the best. And at the bottom of this hour, 9:30, after we're done talking with Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet is coming on in the next segment. Text me your questions for Jeff. 9:35, we're going to get into some of that training that I went through last night on door knocking. So pretty interesting stuff. You need to be educated on door knocking. We're going to knock on doors this spring and summer. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Wednesday, March 27th. I just found out Dr. Jeff is not in the house. No, he's out on calls, and we're going to try to connect him by phone. We can do it by phone now. Let me add him in this way, see if we can do it by cell phone. I was going to take Megan at the office, but Dr. Jeff will do while he's on vacation. I apologize. I did not know that. Let's see if we can get him in this way. 8216. There we go. Dr. Jeff, click and click. Love technology when it works. Hate it when it doesn't. So Skype's not going to work this morning with him, but we're going to add him in right now by cell phone. Hopefully he'll be able to answer.
Hello. Hey,
good morning, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, I apologize. I didn't realize you were on vacation out of the office. And I reached out to Megan at Sioux Animal Hospital, and she said, oh, okay, let me run and see if I can get his laptop up and running. So,
no, this is good.
Okay, buddy. Hey, where are you at this morning?
We are on St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. How's the weather down there?
It is a balmy, I think, 75 right now, or 79, it feels like.
9 o'clock in the morning and probably getting up to, what, 84, sunny and blue skies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that area. That is such a beautiful area. Hey, can that water get any more blue?
It tries. It reminds me, actually, Torch Lake gets about this blue other than the fact the water is only 40 degrees.
Right. I live near walking distance to Torch, and I always tease people. I said, yeah, it's like swimming in cold beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yep. You can't drink it and have a good taste like beer, but, oh, man, it's definitely cold. Hey, I did want to ask you a couple questions, though, about Sioux Animal Hospital. I had somebody this Friday. No, it was Saturday. It was Saturday morning.
Okay.
And they gave me a call, and they said, we have an emergency, and I know that right now you're not really set up to handle, 24 hours a day, weekends, emergency animal care.
Yeah.
So I gave them the number to the 24-hour hospital down there in Traverse City.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, man, they live in Cedarville.
Yeah.
It's Phil and Bev. They called and said, you know, from Cedarville to Traverse City is a little bit of a drive.
It's a hump. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the status? Because you had mentioned that was something you were toying with, you were thinking about doing. Is that a service you're thinking about providing?
Well, I would love to. It's staffing is our problem. I have to. There's right now, the main reason why you're finding this, and this goes across the board for all veterinarians, I mean, just about everybody everywhere, is that there is a nationwide lack of veterinarians. We don't have enough. So what happens is, you know, then, and it's like I said, I soul searched a long time before I did this, but I'm not Superman anymore, and I ain't, 25 and bulletproof. I can't, work 24/7, 365.
Right.
So what we decided to do is we're going to split the difference, and you get in, call us during the day, but other than that, you do have the operating. It is a drive. We are in UP though, and a lot of stuff is a drive away.
Sure.
The emergency clinic down there works, does a really good job. They're there. They're staffed. They have equipment, and a lot of times what they do is they'll go ahead and put it on, and a lot of times they'll triage you on the phone too if you just call them. And sometimes, and that's the one thing I found out too, even when I was still taking call, a lot of stuff can be handled over the phone, and sometimes just giving them a call and and they can walk you through it. Okay, we need to do this or do that. And then, then we can get you in. And then, then come in Monday morning.
Yes.
And even just show up. Don't even worry about making an appointment.
Yeah.
We were at the emergency clinic, or they told us to come in. So, like I said, as soon as we're back on the clock, then, bring them in.
Right, so. Got it. Well, maybe what we can do is get a separate cell phone to service weekend calls, where people could call a number and or have the office call forwarded to the cell phone.
We tried that for a little bit. Didn't work as well as it sounds like it does. So.
Okay. Not a good actual option.
We did try that for a while, but it wound up not working as well. So.
Gotcha. Well, I gave out the number, and they called them. I think they actually talked to somebody over the phone first. It was a fear of poisoning The dog ate something and they're like freaking out. And I'm like, hey, you know, even though I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night, I am not a veterinarian. Okay. So, cause I'm broadcasting this morning from the Holiday Inn in Battle Creek. So,
my old stomping ground.
Right, right. And so I'm down here and I've got some meetings after the show today. I'm going to be talking with the president of marketing for WBCK 95.3 down in Battle Creek and see if they're going to be willing to pick up my show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday. So we're expanding the show. I had a good meeting with the Calhoun County Republican Party last night. We learned about door knocking. And it was kind of interesting. Dogs came up, and the guy said, "Yeah, Saturday mornings, 11 to 3, is usually the best, absolute best time they found to knock on doors throughout the entire week." And he said, "The problem you have, of course, is some doors you knock on, all of a sudden you start hearing dogs barking." And I said, yes, and you have to have milk bones immediately pulled out of your pocket, in your palm, open hand. You got to lay a milk bone right there on your hand. Don't hold it with your finger and thumb. Just lay it in the palm of your hand and stand back about 10 feet and just have that milk bone right there by your knees, ready to go. If, you know, Fido comes running out the door at you, you can offer him a milk bone. So, but first thing he has to do then at that point is apologize for disturbing the dogs. That's one thing you say to the folks. I am so sorry that I'm bothering you and disturbing your animals. What is, in your opinion, is that the best way to handle a charging dog? If you're out soliciting, you're knocking on doors, is that a good way to actually handle it in your opinion?
Yeah, the best way to handle it, I mean, give you some space so you're not, like, right up on top of the door. The biggest thing is to be as non-reactionary as possible because 99.999% of the dogs aren't going to bite you. They're all bluff, okay? I can't say, you know, but what you're doing and things like that, yeah, they're, the owner's there, and the dogs are going to come out and going to bark at you and bluff at you. And that's what happens when I walk into a room. I have dogs do that too. I just stand there and look at them and just don't react. I don't yell at them. I don't try to, because they're trying to get a reaction out of you.
Okay? Right.
Whether you jump, scream, move, yell at them, you know, or whatever. It's like the kid in school that screws around so he can get attention. And that's what they're trying to do. So when you don't give them any attention, now they're like, well, what's up with this? So sometimes I'll do that, you know, I'm like, hey, dog, how you doing? You know, and then just start talking to the client normally, just basically ignoring the dog, let him sniff around you because he's checking you out or whatever. And usually by that time they go, okay, you're not a threat. You're not acting like a threat. You know, my owner's not acting like you're a threat. Okay, everything's cool.
Right. So they're actually, in that moment, they're reading not only you, but their master, their owner, and they're actually surveying the situation. And if everybody is chill, then there's a good tendency that the animal will just stand down at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I got a good example for this. Actually happened right there in Battle Creek when I was working at that Dickman Road Vet Clinic there. And lady brought in her 2-year-old chocolate lab, male chocolate lab, taking care of his dog his whole life. Nicest dog, never growled, barked, just perfect dog. Comes in because of aggression. I was doing a lot of the behavior stuff at that time down there, and of being aggressive. And I'm like, what? He's not aggressive. What are you talking about? So I finally, so you got to talk to him. I go, what happened? Okay, well, we're having work done in the house. And so I got workmen in and out of the house, and I was talking to one of the workmen, and he got in between me and the workmen and sat there and growled at the workmen. I'm like, okay. And then she goes, yeah, I don't like that workman either. He makes me feel weird. You know, he makes me feel uncomfortable. So I look at the dog and I go, good dog. She's like, what? I said, that dog's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He knows you're uncomfortable with him. That workman is showing some body language or something that's making you uncomfortable and making the dog uncomfortable. So the dog is just giving him a little warning, you know, watch it, sucker. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I've been told that I'm a dog whisperer. I'll go and visit some folks, door knocking or whatever I'm doing. I was making actually home inspections for Well Connect and would go over to people's houses, sit down at the kitchen table, and their dogs would come over and rub up against me, and I'd be petting their head, and it was okay and everything. And then they would just lay down on my feet and go to sleep, you know. And the owners are looking at each other going, what the heck? He's never done that for anybody ever. And so dogs actually have that ability to sense people's, I call it energy or aura. If they think they got a bad energy or bad aura, like workman, the radar goes up on them.
Yeah. And it's body language. It's the manner of talk. And it even you smell different too. You always talk about this, you know, dogs can smell fear. Okay.
Sure.
That's true. So if you ever see a police dog try to track a perp through like a crowd of people, you know, I mean, how is he going to know with all those people? Yeah, I mean, dogs got good nose. No, because he's running, he's scared, higher cortisol level. It's going to change your body chemistry. It's going to change the way you smell.
Endorphins.
And that's what that dog will pick up. Yep, and that's what that dog will pick up on is on that quote-unquote scent of fear, or scent of stress really is what it is.
Right, so,
dogs' noses are amazing.
Interesting stuff. Because he was saying that is the best way to do it when you're door knocking. And he said, you know, of course, the first thing you do is apologize to the owner. And at that point, they can get control of the animal and leave him inside the house, step out on the porch, talk with you or whatever. One other thing I did want to ask you about, we are getting a lot of people still texting me instead of calling you. They think it's easier just to send Trucker Randy a text. Flea and tick. They're noticing that their dog went out when it was that, what, almost 70, 80 degree day we had last week. And and they said, dude, he came back and I actually found two ticks on him. You're saying ticks are out there already this early?
Oh, yeah. As soon as there's exposed vegetation and you are more than 27, 28 degrees Fahrenheit, it's tick season. It's on.
Wow.
So, before we left, we Bravectoed our dogs. So, I'm like, it's here.
Well,
be here early this year.
I was in Battle Creek yesterday afternoon coming down for that meeting, and my temperature on my car said 64 degrees. And I'm like, whoa, this is really getting warm down here. Because when I left home, it was like 50. And I got down here and it was 64. And it's like, man, I can't believe how much warmer it is down here just in Battle Creek.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Excellent.
Michigan almost has three zones, you know, down south, the tip of the Mitt and UP.
Yeah, and then the UP, where we still have 2 feet of snow and it's 17 degrees out
some
there
places.
This morning.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll let you get back to the pool, to the ocean, and you enjoy. And Officer Rick in Livingston County said, could you ask Dr. Jeff to bring that warm weather with him when he comes back?
I'm trying. I left orders when I left that I want all the snow gone by the time I'm back.
There you go, brother. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your vacation and say hello to your wife for us, okay, buddy?
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one here on this Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.